When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Jessica, in quotes, says, Ben and Kelly, I can't believe I'm writing to you all and subjecting myself to the scrutiny of you and your listeners. But here we go. Okay. I'm a 30-year-old married woman. Since I started a new job a year ago, I've been very attracted to this handsome, smart, and funny colleague. Might I shamefully add that I am not bad-looking and not a bimbo. At first, I thought it was just kind of a passing phase, but it's not. I've never been so attracted to someone in my whole life, not even my husband. It feels like an innate emotion, something beyond my control, like an invisible string that pulls me toward him. Now, I haven't said or done anything to give myself away, but it's getting harder. I'm in this dreamy state of mind after I talk to him. He is single, aware of my marital status, and has never come on to me. I don't know what his feelings are toward me, but I can't stop thinking and fantasizing about him. Should I try to stop these emotions or let fate take its course? Okay, please don't think I'm a horrible person, but I really am confused. Thank you, and please go easy on me.
I would be curious to wonder if she calls him, like, work husband, work wife.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like it's a one-way street right now.
Yes.
Because she's not getting the reciprocating glances, vibes, energy from her coworker.
Can we go to some early comments on Facebook?
Sure, we could do that, yeah.
Mike, stop reading. I stopped reading. As soon as I saw married, leave the guy alone. He clearly sees you're married and hasn't hit on you. Becky, you're married! You can look but never touch or act on these feelings. Nicole, stop romanticizing him. You'll regret it so much. Please get therapy to talk all of this out and learn healthy coping techniques on how to take control of yourself. You don't even really know this guy. Truly imagine your life without your husband. Where would you live? How would you afford life? This thing with your coworker has a 1% chance of even making it off the ground. Is it worth it?
But you're saying there's a chance. No.
That's not what we're saying at all. Because again, she's never even seen one little inch that this guy thinks anything like that about her. I mean, as far as he's concerned, she's married and off limits. He's probably never even allowed that thought to enter his mind. And even if she was available, do we even know he would be attracted to her then? She's thinking of leaving her entire life for a fantasy in her mind.
Okay. I mean, if she's not married, if she's available, then this is a completely different conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah. But this circumstances are what they are. So I don't think it's a healthy risk to take.
Well,
unless this is truly showing her she is not getting what she needs
out of her marriage and just needs
to walk away regardless if there was anybody else that she was interested in. She needs to fully examine that.
Okay, so how does she stop these emotions? Because without leaving her job, because that would be the way to legit just cut everything off.
Yep.
And say, you know what, I'm going to get another job.
Yes.
I'm going to. But that's easier to say than it is to actually do, especially if she's got tenure, if she's got a good job, if she's comfortable in it. That may be hard to do.
Started a year ago.
She hasn't been there all that long.
But I think you get professional counseling and you get someone who is trained to help you talk through and put these feelings where they're supposed to be, either like squash them or examine why you're having these feelings when you are married.
All right. Let us know if you've got a story about this sort of situation, especially someone at work and how you dealt with it. Maybe you were tested and you pulled through. How you did it, I think, would help Jessica here.
Yeah.
502-795-1997. All right. Group therapy is an interesting one. Jessica, in quotes, about a year into a new job, one of her colleagues have caused her to question everything, even her marriage. At first, she thought it was just kind of a phase, but it's not. And she's never been, quote, so attracted to someone in her whole life. She's torn. Like, how does she move forward? How does she stop emotions? Does she let nature take its course? I'm a big fan of letting nature take its course, but not necessarily in this case.
Yes. Everybody on, there are lots of comments lighting up on Ben and Kelly's show on Facebook. Nicole, disrespectful to your husband to even consider cheating. You say you're not a bimbo and don't want anyone being mean, but you're asking this kind of question. You are married. You said vows to your husband. If you want to cheat, at least divorce your husband, as it sounds like he deserves better. Betty says, A, you're married. B, no one respects a cheater. C, never date a coworker. D, you're married. Stop planning to cheat.
Well, I met my wife. She was a coworker of mine.
Okay, but were you married?
No.
Were not, sir.
No.
No, you were not. HJ said, it's lust you're feeling. Every time you get those feelings, just tell yourself you're married and that he's terrible in the bedroom and he's got lots of earwax. So Jessica, another Jessica, says you're married. Marriage gets stale. It's perfectly normal for it to ebb and flow. If you've never had any issues in your marriage up until this point, you may just be loving the high this guy is providing. It will pass. If you love your husband and value your marriage, you need to let this go. You don't even know how this guy feels about you.
This is true.
What if you tell him and he doesn't reciprocate those feelings? Then you're stuck in an awkward spot at work with the destruction of a solid marriage for nothing.
Okay.
Take a long, hard look at your marriage.
All right. So how did you meet your current husband?
Actually, that is how I met my husband.
That's how you met your husband?
Yes, but I was not married. I was just in a relationship. But it was one of those things where I met him. I had no idea how he felt about me. I felt completely like head over heels, could not speak. It was horrible. But, I was just really honest. Like, I hadn't talked to him at all. I just broke up with my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pursued it, and now we're married, and we have three kids. So, like, but I also never cheated. So maybe it's just if she feels that strongly to drop everything and try it, that would be, I feel like, the only moral way to do it, to just be honest and cut ties before she does anything. But
yeah, that's definitely, she needs to. If this should, like, at the very least, it's telling her that there is something missing in her marriage, if she is so adamant.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I think I didn't realize that I wanted more kids until I, like, pursued the relationship that I now have with my husband.
Right.
So, like, maybe you are missing out on something, but, like, the best way to pursue that would be to first be honest, cut ties, and then go after it.
Okay.
I don't, you know, karma, not to mess with. Like, I like to be clean about it.
I hear you. Well, it seemed to work out for you, so that's good.
Yeah, it did.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Alexis.
Hi. I had a comment about the group therapy.
Yeah.
So if this lady really does have, like, true feelings for this guy and they're not puppy dog feelings, she needs to think about the fact that if she were to do anything with him while she's still married, if that were to turn into a relationship, like a real relationship, how is that guy ever going to be able to trust her?
True. Very true. She needs to figure out if she truly needs to leave her marriage, do that first before she ever thinks of pursuing this guy.
Exactly. And is a chance really worth ruining your entire life, your entire marriage, everything that you've already built?
Yes, well, she is looking at upending her entire life. Yes,
well, you obviously didn't hear our last caller, so. All right, Alexis, hey, thank you. We got to run.
Have a good day.
All right, thank you. We got another message that said, please don't say my name, but as someone who followed through with the work fantasy, got the divorce, etc., it's not worth it. I've never been so miserable and didn't end up with the fantasy man.
Ooh. Okay. Yes. So, that's the biggest thing is you know, maybe just the fact that you are having these feelings for somebody else is, again, mm-hmm. just an indication that you need to turn some more attention to your marriage and figure out what's missing there. And then, and really, I think if you do end up walking away from the marriage, at least if you try to put work into it, go to therapy,
yep.
figure that out, you can walk away knowing that you gave it your best shot.
Yep.
Yes, and then you'll have no regrets in that case. But then you have to also be prepared that maybe fantasy guy isn't going to work out either, and then you're going to end up on your own, and are you going to be okay with that? Like, if you're going to regret leaving your marriage, if you're going to be like, oh, well, that guy rejected me, I wish I had my husband back, then that's not good either. So you
right.
have to figure
first,
out.
First, analyze your own marriage.
Yes, you have to figure mm-hmm. out if you're going to leave your marriage that you will be okay alone and moving on, no matter what happens after that.
All right, a lot to think about. Thank you, Jessica, for reaching out to us. I feel like we were relatively easy on you.
I think we gave a little tough love.
Maybe.
But it's the fact that we're coming at it because we love you, and we understand you're confused. You're in a tough mm-hmm. spot. We're trying
sure.
to help.
All right. That is group therapy. Keep us posted.